done all computer stuff.
Was that one of their natural noises, Sam?
Yeah. Yeah.
Smokey's
playing
with something.
He's just rubbing his beak on his perch.
That noise you can hear, folks, is Dixie the cockatiel. Yes, another birdie. I know.
Tell a story about that one.
Hmm?
There's a story behind that one.
Behind the cocker.
That sounded a bit like an
ee-ee.
Oh, that wasn't nice.
Yeah, it sounded like an
ee-ee. Shall I tell him the story about what happened and how we came to get him?
Yeah.
We were talking about birdies when Lou and Amy were here, and I was saying that... Oh, God, Smokey. That was Smokey. I was saying that I sort of missed having a chatty bird downstairs, because although Smokey and Charlie chat, or Charlie more so, yes, Charlie, they have long periods of time when they're quiet. And I said, oh, the thing is, I said, if I bring a couple of the budgies down, and I tried it the other day, a couple of the young ones, all they do is shout the budgies upstairs, and the budgies upstairs shout to them. So you just get this constant calling, and it just doesn't seem very fair. So I took the budgies back up, and I said, no, that's not going to work. So I contemplated getting a canary, because I missed the ones I had. So we were ringing round loads of pet shops, and most of them, when I didn't want them, most of them just had budgies. It was quite strange. We found a pet shop in Scunthorpe that had, you know, budgies, canaries, finches, and he said, we've got some cockatiels. And I thought, ooh. And I'd mentioned to Chris about cockatiels, so we were looking at them on YouTube, and I was saying a bit about them. And Chris said, well, why don't we get one of those instead? He said, because, you know, at least with a cockatiel, they're a bit bigger, and if they do get out, you can catch them easier. That's him wandering around. you know, with a canary, that you can't tame a canary. As lovely as they are when they sing, you can't teach them to step up or whatever. So... I thought, yeah, that's an idea. But I thought, God, Scunthorpe's a long way to go in a taxi. Well, we contemplated going on the train, but got up today and it was absolutely hammering down with rain. So I said, oh no, I can't do it, guys. I can't really justify it, to be honest. And in the end, Louise and Amy very kindly had a chat and said, look, we were thinking of getting you a present for putting us up anyway. So we would like to get your bird for you. So they very kindly gave me the money for us all to go to Scunthorpe and get my birdie, or our birdie. And he's mostly grey, with, what did she say? I know he's got a cream ring around his neck. She said there's one with a cream ring around his neck and one without. She said, which one do you want? And I was like, don't know. So I'll get the one with. Because they were too young to sex, because they're only this year's birds. So bought him home, and I was saying, he'll probably be quiet for a couple of days. When I put him in his cage, he'll probably sit on the floor for ages and not do much. But he started chatting within, God, how long was it? But half an hour?
He started calling as soon as you put him
in. He did start calling, yeah. But I thought that might have been nerves, to be honest. Oh.
He just crash landed, I think.
Kate, leave it. That was Kate looking at him, that's why he did that. He's obviously not used to dogs. Good girl. So he's been chatting and eating his millet and we were looking
playing
at
toys?
Playing with toys. We've been looking at names and we decided on the name Dixie. We all like that. So he's a Dixie bird. Not a Dicky bird, a Dixie bird.
I'd love to know where that terminology for that comes
a dicky
from.
Bird?
A dicky
I don't know.
A dicky bird,
know that.
Well, my mum calls them dicky bods.
What are they now? I think dicky bird's a nickname for something, but I can't remember what the actual bird is.
Oh, right. But, yeah, he's gone quiet now, I'm booing, but he did a little bit at the beginning. But I'll do some more boos when he's a bit more chatty. He really is.
Starting to get dark.
And he is male because... it's only the males that do all that sort of whistly, chatty stuff.
They call it...
Yeah. The females just tend to do the the little call that they have and not a huge amount else. I think they, like canaries, they can do a little bit, but not as full as a male. So I think he's definitely male, that one. And that other noise you can hear is Charlie grinding his beak.
Oh.
Just let you, I'll let you listen to that a minute. So the clock's going to... Blowing clocks. They always start when you want to record something.
Yeah.
That's it.
He's playing with something, or is that Charlie?
No, he's climbing around, Dixie. Smokey's eating. And Charlie's beak grinding. That's it.
Contented birdie.
It's getting dark now. So I will stop this boo then and post it up. And I'll wait for all your reactions. I'll wait for everyone to message me and tell me I'm completely and utterly mad.